This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
The first step, or it's sort of two related mini steps, is the prevailing wage determination and the notice posting. This stage is not tied to any particular nurse or applicant. It's really just tied to the employer. And so if an employer's new to this process, they have to undergo that prevailing wage determination and that notice. If they're an employer who's regularly filing for green cards on behalf of nurses, there's a decent chance that some or all of that first step has been completed. But for a new process, what has to happen, and indeed it happens behind the scenes, even for regular companies who regularly engage in green cards, we file a form online at the U.S. Department of Labor's worksite, 9141, and it's called a prevailing wage determination. And what that is the employer, usually through the attorneys like Jennifer and Carl and I, are filing a 9141 with the Department of Labor, and we are saying this hospital, this healthcare facility, this nursing home group is seeking to hire a nurse, and we list the job description. We explain how much experience is required, what kind of educational levels for something like a nurse. We would indicate that NCLEX passes a requirement, a few other things like this. And we let the U.S. Department of Labor know all of those criteria for the job. And then the U.S. Department of Labor comes back to us and they say, okay, for that job in that city in the United States, you as the U.S. employer cannot pay less than X dollars, $25 an hour, let's say, just to pick a number. And then it's up to the employer whether they want to pay the $25, or if they want, they can pay a little higher. Usually they're paying around it, but maybe a little higher depending on the employer, depending on the time of year and these sorts of things. Now, that process historically had only taken about 60 days. This process came into being, I think, in 2004. And for about, 12 or 15 years, it was pretty good to get approved in 60 days or so. And in the last maybe 2 years or so, that 60 days is up to about 5 or 6 days, which is a real shame because the process hasn't changed. It's really the exact same process. They've changed the form now. It's a little more electronic process, but it's basically the same process. And so it's a shame, but it does take 5 or 6 months. Also, during that process or immediately after that process, and it can depend on the time of the year, we also have to have the employer hang a notice posting. It's a paper posting, and we hang it up at the employer's work site. And if the employer has multiple work sites, then we have to hang it up in all of the, maybe the hospitals the employer has. And it notifies U.S. workers and any other workers who are on site at that facility that this hospital is seeking to again hire nurses, and that we, the employer, will pay the nurses not less than, again, maybe $25 an hour. And so that process, the notice posting has to go up for 10 business days, and then it actually has to come down for 30 days. So we say it's ripe in 40 days. Really, it's a little closer to 50 days or 45 days because of weekends and holidays. And again, sometimes we can do that at the same time that the prevailing wage determination is going on. Sometimes we can't. That's going to come down to the employer, and it's really going to come down to the time of year because on July 1st, the wages trip up again, and so we're not able to maybe jump the gun a little bit there.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
See our employer petition. So your employer is basically petitioning the U.S. government for you to come into the U.S. as a lawful permanent resident to work for their facility. So the employer owns that petition. So the employer completes this petition and submits it to the USCIS, asking that they basically approve it so you can come in and work for this prospective job. The I-140 petitions are subject to something called the Visa Bulletin, which is released every single month from the Department of State. So once the employer files that petition, depending on what the visa bulletin dictates, you may be eligible to apply for your green card right away. For example, right now, it's current, meaning that there's no wait time. But, you know, in the past, perhaps there was a wait time. Once the employer files it, you'd have to wait to move on to step three. But basically, that's what the employer owns that petition and files it for a prospective job, which in this case would be for you to be a registered nurse.
If the nurse is in the United States and is in non-immigrant status, so that usually means she has some type of temporary visa. So she might be here on a TN, which is for Canadian and Mexican nurses and other professionals. She might be here on an H-1B, which is for professionals for various countries. You might be a student in the U.S., and after you graduate, you get something called OPT, Optional Practical Training, which is a work permit. And so if you're on any of those statuses, any legal status, non-immigrant status in the U.S., then you can apply for adjustment of status when your number comes up in the visa bulletin. So if you're in the United States and you're eligible for adjustment of status, so then the person who asked the question about premium processing can say to the employer, don't spend the $1,440 on premium processing, because you can file the I-140 petition and my application for adjustment of status, the I-485, together. It would make no sense, since you have to wait about a year for an interview, it make no sense to try to get the I-140 approved in a couple of weeks. You know, give me a bonus on my salary. Don't spend the money giving it to the immigration service. Once this is submitted, a few weeks later, you get a receipt in the mail that the money's been paid for the filing fees. In about 6 months, you get an employment authorization document. We call it an EAD, a work permit. And then you also, with the work permit, as long as you're maintaining legal status, you ask for an advance parole. So with the advance parole, you can easily travel in and out of the U.S. So you can fly to Manila, see your family. You know, you can take a vacation to another country if you want. And you'll eventually, in about a year, although it varies from city to city across the country, you'll have your interview for a green card.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.